Last year, the National Portrait Gallery in London put together an exhibit called Michael Jackson on the Wall. It looks at the late pop singer as a cultural phenomenon. The exhibit has since been shown in Paris, and it was getting ready to open in Germany when HBO aired this.
He was one of the kindest people I knew, and he also sexually abused me. I was seven years old.
In the two-part documentary, Leaving Neverland, two men detail allegations of child sex abuse against the singer, abuse they experienced. Many institutions have since distanced themselves from Jackson and his music, but the Bundeskunsthalle in Bonn, Germany, is moving forward with its exhibit. Michael Jackson on the Wall opened to the public there today. Ryan Wolfs is the museum's director.
We go forward with the exhibit because it's not an exhibition in which we are showing pieces by Michael Jackson. It's an art exhibition. It's an exhibition with artworks with about 50 artists from different corners of the world who are reacting on the phenomenon Michael Jackson. And we have the feeling that it is necessary to show cultural history and not to erase cultural history, because otherwise our cultural history is not the same anymore.
Do you feel it is a balanced exhibition? Like, are any of those artistic reflections on Jackson kind of addressing the disturbing allegations that course through his life or that have passed through the last 30 years?
If they are doing this, it's more like hidden. There is, for instance, a video by an American artist, Jordan Wolfson, who is showing this TV interview from the 90s where Michael Jackson was defending Neverland against the allegations. And Jordan Wolfson takes this video piece, erases the original audio, so you don't hear Michael Jackson defending Neverland, but you only hear a bit of water running every now and then and nothing else. So he is making something completely different out of this defensive interview of Michael Jackson.
So the exhibition at the Bundeskunsthalle was scheduled to go up before these new accusations of child sex abuse came out. What was going through your mind when the documentary was released? Did it catch you off guard? Did you watch it?
I watched it. We are shocked here at Bundeskunsthalle. I feel shocked. I feel uncomfortable with the documentary, of course, very much. We take the documentary as a document very serious, and we are finding a language, we are finding a subtext around the exhibition to make people aware of the different situation we're living in today after this documentary came out.
Did you make changes to the exhibition after these new allegations came out, or have any artists asked for their work to be pulled from the exhibition?
No artist asked for taking out the works of the exhibition. We did some textual changes, and we did some changes in terms of we put a statement at the beginning of the exhibition, and we have a person who is the whole day in the exhibition and is speaking with people about what's happening. And this person is also giving people guidelines to have more different views on the artworks which are being on show, so that in some artworks you are looking at them differently after Leaving Neverland came out.
So are you saying that before Leaving Neverland came out, you were thinking of this as a look at a varied look at Michael Jackson's life, and now do you think the kind of mission of your exhibit has changed, that you're now trying to prompt a conversation about sex abuse?
Well, the exhibition was never an exhibition specifically on the life of Michael Jackson. It was about the cultural phenomenon. What is happening today and what's happening now? We are in different times now, and we are in times which are very important, in which we have a new and very big focus on abuse in general. If it's power abuse, if it's sexual abuse, it's a situation in which we have to find words and are looking for words together with our audience to be able to tackle this problem and to be able to make it very clear.
Ryan Wolfs, the director of the Bundeskunsthalle Museum in Bonn, Germany, an art exhibit on the legacy of Michael Jackson, opened there today. Ryan Wolfs, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.